Radio Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
Ground ball hit weakly to third. Grab behind the bag. Throw by Bell on the move. Picked out of the dirt by Wigginton, and the ball game is over. The Baltimore Orioles beat the Red Sox here 5-2.
Last night's Red Sox loss to the Baltimore Orioles has some in Red Sox Nation wondering if it's time to start paying closer attention to the Patriots. It's looking to be a long September as the Sox seem to be sliding into the depths of the American League pennant race and out of playoff contention. Joining us to talk sports, as he often does on Wednesdays, is WBUR's Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Bill.
Thank you, Sasha.
Okay, Bill, baseball first. Is it going to be a long September for Sox fans, as it sure looks like it will be?
It's going to be a lovely fall in New England, as it always is. It won't be quite as – or it's not likely to be quite as exciting as it sometimes is in Kenmore Square. But, hey, it doesn't happen every year.
On the positive side, could the Sox slide make it easier to get tickets for fans who just want to spend a pleasant late summer night at Fenway, win or lose?
Yeah, the problem in September in Boston is the students come back. And the tourists are touristing. And, yes, scalpers' prices around the ballpark will be a little lower than they would have been if the Red Sox were in serious contention rather than seven games out. But they've sold a lot of tickets in advance. What it means really is that the scalpers, the Ace Ticket and StubHub and those sorts of folks, will not get the prices for those tickets for the Yankee series at the end of the season that they would have gotten if there'd been a pennant race involving the Red Sox. But you'll still have to pay premium prices to get into Fenway Park because it's still Fenway Park.
So no bargain basement
deals. I wouldn't think so unless you want to wait until about the third inning and find a scalper who's desperate to unload a ticket for anything you're willing to pay.
The Sox traded Hyde Park native Manny Del Carmen to the Colorado Rockies. What does that say about how Sox management is prepping for this next month of play?
Well, I'm not sure one trade says a whole lot. We'll watch and see what happens. It'll be very interesting, as it always is, to see who comes up from Pawtucket and who plays and what they do when they have their 3 or 4 week shot at showing management what they may be able to do in the future. And I think that is likely to be what's most significant concerning what goes on with the Red Sox, as we go along through September.
Speaking of former Sox players named Manny, the one called Ramirez has become a Sox player again, just not of the red variety.
That's right. Manny is with the White Sox now, and last night he had a Manny being Manny moment, which was absolutely irresistible. He was on deck in the on-deck circle when a teammate hit the home run that won the game, and Manny immediately ran into the dugout and high-fived all his teammates as if he had hit the home run himself, and the crowd loved it. He's gotten a huge reception, popular reception in Chicago, and no wonder. This is a guy who, for a short period of time, never mind that he's 37, 38 years old, something like that, can still hit 500 over 4 weeks and drag a team on his back into the playoffs.
There's a reason we say Manny being Manny.
Absolutely.
Another former member of the Red Sox was in the news this week, but for unsavory reasons. Red Sox Nation loves to gloat over the troubles of Roger Clemens, so bring it on. What's the latest?
Well, no surprises. He pleaded not guilty on Monday to perjury charges. He'll go on trial in April, and he still contends that he never took performance-enhancing drugs or human growth hormone or anything else, and the evidence seems to be rather convincing that he's wrong, that he's not telling the truth, but I suppose the truth of that will come out in April.
We've spent most of our time together today talking about ex-players. Let's talk quickly about someone who's moving into town. That's the newest Celtic, Shaquille O'Neal. He bought a home in Sudbury, I heard this week, and he recently took a little tour of Boston, accompanied by some folks from Boston.com. He even rubbed the foot of John Harvard in Harvard Yard. Here he is talking about that.
Well, come from anywhere, Harvard is a very prestigious university. So if you have the academic ability to come here, I think you should. I've never had that ability. I can come visit, but I can't attend.
So a tourist, but not a student.
You have to love the big Aristotle, especially when he stopped somebody in Harvard Yard and asked to be directed to the microphysics building.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, heard on WBUR each Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. He's also heard right here on Radio Boston every Wednesday. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for Radio Boston.